Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Welcome back to another episode of WordPress Plugins from A to Z. This is episode number 22. So we're moving quite along with this and been having a grand old time. Actually starting to see feedback on my podcasts and screencasts. It's been quite nice. This last week I actually had a couple of people, I don't have their names handy, but they did say they enjoyed the content and that it actually helped them out. In fact, one of them was rather ecstatic about the fact that I had done that previous screencast from last week. He actually seemed to thoroughly enjoy that. So I'm really glad that it's starting to help folks out and they're starting to enjoy it. I'm quite happy that the podcast is producing that kind of thing for folks. So at any rate, actually, I got his name here. It was Michelle Daniel from homeoffolkart.com. So that's homeoffolkart.com. So go check them out. He made mention that it was really enjoyed the Simple Ads Manager screencast. So, again, your host here, I'm John Overall, and I'm here with my lovely co-host. That's your cue.
Laura Mathis. Hi, nice to be here tonight.
And she might actually, looks like she's going to become a regular on the show. So what do we got for you tonight? We've got four plugins that we're going to be covering for you. And what we've chosen for this week's topic is YouTube plugins. Plugins to help manage your YouTube videos on your website and make it easy or difficult. You know, some of these work well, some of them don't work so well. So we'll be going into those. And those plugins, just to list them off for you, is YouTuber, WP YouTube Channel Gallery, Smart YouTube, and Video Sidebar Widgets. And those are the four plugins that we've got for you. And the one that's going to be focusing on the screencast tonight will be the Smart YouTube one. That's the one. And as we get through these, I'll explain my reasoning for choosing that one. So this week here, aside from the great content and feedback I've had on the website, it's been pretty decent, busy enough. I've been fairly active. My classes have been going well. I have classes this week. I taught last night, and I've got another class tomorrow night. And so if you happen to live in Victoria area and you're listening to my podcast, remember, I do teach WordPress training classes at Shoreline Community College here, or Shoreline Community School, not college. So now we get to move forward on everything. Well, there is a couple other things I do want to make mention of. I want to make mention of a great new plugin that that has been pointed out to me. I've managed to get some time to check it out. It's a plugin called Developer Tools, and there's something in the show notes about it. It's by KJ Meath, and we're going to be getting him on the show hopefully in the next week or two to explain and discuss this plugin. It is a pretty robust plugin. As I was checking it out, I realized there's a lot to this. It does seem to me the plugin is more directed towards developers, but there is a lot of uses for the average user in this plugin also. So keep with us, tune in regularly, and we will have him on the show within the next week or two. I'm coordinating now to talk with him via Skype, because he lives in the windy city of Chicago, and I'm on the west coast of Canada in Victoria, so we've got to coordinate time frames. So anything you want to toss in there on the monologue there, Laura?
Oh, I don't know. I've just been kind of having a slow week. I was on vacation last week, so I'm ready to get back to work this week and get back to the grindstone here.
That's right. You were down in California, sunny Southern California.
It was nice weather down there. It was in the 60s, and we were actually able to get out to the zoo with the grandbaby and had a nice time of it. It was nice to have a little bit of sunshine from the rain and cold weather up here in Washington.
Oh yeah,
you know, that Pacific Northwest weather. It was nice to get away for a little while this time of year, actually.
The wonderful wet coast. That's what we both live on. You're just in the States, I'm in Canada. So at any rate, without much further ado, we'll get into the first plugin here. And the first plugin we're going to be talking about is YouTube Channel. It's by Bruno Neves. So if any of you plugin developers out there, I managed to scramble your names, well, forgive me. There's not much I can do about it. I'm sorry. I apologize. Too bad. So anyway, this is WP YouTube channel by Bruno Neves. And there's notes in the show notes on where you can go get it and download it. And so did you take a, you took a good look at this one, didn't you, Laura?
Yeah, this is the one that it just creates a widget, right? It didn't create a setting anywhere for it.
That's right.
It just creates a widget.
That's right. It doesn't create a setting at all, but it does allow you to use short code in your posts. Although when I tried to use the short code, I couldn't get it to work correctly. It wouldn't lay out correctly in my template. It would put my text above the video, and I tried a couple of different channels, because the promise of this plugin here is that what you can do is you can pull the videos from a specific YouTube channel and mm-hmm. display them on your website. So if someone in that using that channel, when they change their video, you don't have to change your video on your website. It'll automatically change for you. So you always have the latest video from that YouTube channel. Problem I ran into is it wouldn't show my YouTube channel, but it would show I was using Monty Python's channel as other sample. It would show Monty Python's, but not mine. And I couldn't figure out why. So, and then, of course, the layout was all incorrect. So I had difficulties with that, the short code. Did you try out the widget? How did you find the widget?
I did the widget. It worked really good. I put my channel name in, and it pulled up, and you can set the number of videos you want. Mm-hmm. From one to, I guess, as many as you want to put in your sidebar.
Yep.
And you can adjust the width. And I actually kind of like that one. It was real easy and simple to pull up, and you just listen. It looks like it just pulls in the most recent.
It pulls in the most recent video, starting at the most recent and works its way back. Yeah, I did find the widget work quite nicely. And, of course, you can stick it in any widgeted area on your website, not just the sidebar. I took and stuck it into my center widgeted area of my template, and I enlarged it just to see how it would work, and it works quite nice. And the widget did work well with my channel, so I don't know what the difference was between the widget and the short code.
Yeah, I didn't even notice I didn't even try the short code. I just set up the... Took me a minute, though. I'm looking for the setting for it, and I'm like, okay, wait a minute. This one must just be a widget.
That's all it is, just a widget. So that one there is pretty decent. I sort of half recommend it. So it gets my half approval because of the widget. It doesn't get full approval. How about you, Laura? So you only use the widget, so.
Yeah, I liked it. I'd say it's a good one. It was easy. It was real easy and straightforward and easy to set up. So
okay. It's
a nice, easy one to use.
Now, the next one we've got here is YouTuber by Roy Tank. And you can, of course, get it at the WordPress repository and download. And this one here, simple enough. What it does is it allows you to embed videos simply by grabbing the video ID and throwing it in between some short code. I've got a sample of the short code in the show notes for you to make it easy so you can see it. And it also puts a little button on your text editor for you if you want to use the text editor to enter it, and then all it asks you for again is your short code.
Not the URL. You just paste in the URL from your share from the YouTube page.
Yep, you just paste it in and it puts the video in there for you. And I believe that one there, the YouTuber one, that one there does have some settings on it.
Yeah, just to set your width and your height and your quality.
That's all it is, width, height, and quality, but that is across your entire site when you use YouTuber. So mm-hmm. if you happen to decide to change it later down the road, you have to remember any other post you used YouTuber on will also change in size. And it'll also work with Vimeo or Google, other types of video websites. So it allows you to put other types of video websites in there. So this one here is pretty decent too. Again, simple and straightforward.
Yeah, it was easy to add it to the post. Yeah, just real straightforward, that one was.
Now, the next one we've got here is Smart YouTube by Vladimir Prilovic. I've actually featured his plugins before on my podcast. I can't remember which plugins right now, but I've had a couple of his other plugins in my podcast before. Seems the guy's pretty prolific in his plugin creation. And of course, again, you can get it at the repository for WordPress. This one here is also the focus of the screencast that will be attached to the podcast. The reason for that is this is a more robust plugin. So what did you find with this plugin, Laura? How did you find it?
I like this one because it gives you a lot of options with it. So you can set up borders and you can pick the color scheme for it so you can get it to match the colors on your site a little bit better. Mm-hmm. And I really like this one.
Yeah, I found it pretty decent in that aspect too. That's why I'm doing the screencast on this one. I was initially going to do the screencast on the final plugin, but this one here turned out to be much better. It's got in the settings area of it. It allows you to display videos in your posts, and you can display videos in your comments.
Mm-hmm.
It also will allow you to use the iframe embedding code from YouTube, not just the straight code.
I like that you can change the appearance so that you can have the text to wrap around the videos in your post too.
Yep. Yeah, that's quite nice too. That allows you to put your videos much nicer into your text and layout. And it allows you to change sizes too. And it will also play in two quality modes. It'll play in low quality, regular quality mode, and in high quality mode. So you can set it to do that, and you do that via the way you set up the link to your video. And I've got samples of the links in the show notes for you to take a look at. And it will also it's also got a nice widget that you can stick in the sidebar.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, as you said, it gives you the ability to change the border colors. At this moment here, he's got a set of colors you can choose from. But I bet sometime in the future he's probably going to have it so you can go in there and modify whatever color you want.
Yeah, modify. Yeah, that's the only thing that you're limited to those colors. But at least it gives you that option, though.
Mm-hmm. And you can make it stand out a little bit more on your website.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the nice things I found is make your video stand out on your website. Now, the other thing it can do also is if you switch to this plugin from another plugin, you can type in the special code used in the other plugin, and when you turn off that other plugin, this plugin here will take over for that plugin.
Oh,
like
okay.
If you used, say you were using YouTuber for a while, and then you decided to quit using YouTuber and start using the Smart YouTube, there's a spot in the settings area called Custom Code Compatibility. And what you'd do is you'd put in the special short code that you'd been using in YouTuber, and this plugin will pick up and start taking over for you using it.
Oh, okay, that's what that was for. All right.
That's what that was for. And it's quite nice.
I like how they have the usage, the instructions. It makes it real easy if you want to add the how you change the code to enter it. And that one was real easy. You just have to put the code in there into mm-hmm. your post, and it pulls the video right in.
Yep. Yeah, and it was very simple. So, and it also, the other nice thing I thought was great is it will put your videos into your RSS feeds. And for me, running my own YouTube channel with my training videos, that means my videos will now go into my RSS feeds instead of them just seeing the text and having to click back through for the video. So I thought that was pretty cool. So anyway, I'll be covering all of the settings on this in the screencast, so make sure you check out the screencast and let me know what you think about it. So what else did you find in that plugin? Anything else that I might have missed?
I didn't even notice that it had the widget for it until you mentioned it just now, but you just add the same code right into the widget and it...
That's right.
Puts it right in there.
Yeah, and you can control the width and height of the widget in the settings area.
Okay.
So if the initial one, which the default setting is 150 by 125, which is usually pretty small, you can size it up so it fits your sidebar much better.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of thinking about adding this one to my site instead of the one I've been using.
Yeah, well, I'm going to experiment with this one for a little while because it has so many additional features for me.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was pretty cool. There was one other thing with it. No, that's it. That's all there was with this one. So, and the final plugin we've got here has actually been one of my favorites for a long time. It's called Video Sidebar Widgets. I've been using it for quite some time. Now, this plug-in is pretty old, and unless someone picks it up and starts developing it pretty soon, I'll probably abandon it, because as plug-ins age, they start to not work so well. And if you become dependent on a plug-in that's not being regularly developed, you either have to pick up the ball yourself and develop it, or you have to switch plugins, because it's possible that eventually an upgrade to WordPress might break things. As I've been reading about in the last few days with the latest upgrade of 3.1 WordPress, it's broken a lot of WordPress websites out there. There's been a lot of websites that broke, and it's almost always when they broke, it was because of a bad plugin that they had been running.
Didn't update with the plugins.
Plugins don't update. You have to wait for the plugin author to update.
The author to update them.
Yeah, and sometimes plugins will go for a long time without being updated. This particular plugin here, the sidebar widgets, when I was looking at how old it was 497 days old since its last update.
Oh.
So, 352 days in a year, that's 497. That's a year and a half now. And as far as WordPress goes, that's a lot of changes.
Yeah.
In that time frame. So unless it becomes updated soon, I'll probably abandon it. Now, as I said, it is still one of my favorites. It's by Denzel Chia. And, of course, you can get it in the show notes. And I actually have this plugin running currently on several WordPress 3.1 websites. So I do know it works in WordPress 3.1. So I'm not going to abandon it yet.
I haven't had any problems with it on my site. This is the one I used too.
Yeah, I managed to. I saw somewhere where somebody did have problems with it running. So I don't know. It could have been something else. But it's not only a sidebar widget, as its name implies that it's only sidebar widgets. It also adds a button to your editor, so you can put the videos right into your posts or pages too.
Yeah, and that one you just add the short code.
That's all you do. You just add the ID.
Yeah, the ID at the end.
The ID for your video. You just take everything after the equal sign in the URL for your video at YouTube. Now, this one here also does multiple types of videos, which is kind of important to point out, because when you go to play with it, like I've used it for Vimeo website. I've also used it for Blip TV. I've also used it for what's the other one? Vidler. So you can pull in videos from all of these different areas with this plugin here. Not every plugin covers this many video types. So that's the one advantage of this plugin that I find very useful. So, and the other thing to let you know, I have all four of these plugins running cooperatively together right now on my test site.
Yeah, me too. I didn't have any problem activating one after the other. On these ones, I'm running them all at the same time.
Well, I also put up sample videos using each plugin to make sure. So it does work. So if you wanted to run each plugin, it looks like you can. Looks like you can run each plugin. So you can have all of them going. So that's pretty much it for our YouTube plugins podcast and how the YouTube plugins can help you. Now, to let you know some of the benefits of YouTube videos on your website, well, one, you can pull in additional content that you might not have available, or you might not have created, but is available via YouTube, and you just want to show it off on your site. The other is like I'm doing now with the screencasts. I load the screencasts up to YouTube, and then I just pull them over from YouTube to my website. And, of course, what that does is that saves me massive amounts of bandwidth. I don't have to pay for the bandwidth to run my videos. Because my screencasts, some of them have been pretty lengthy, like 40 minutes for one screencast. That's a lot of video.
And yeah.
And that adds up to a lot of bandwidth if you're running it, if you get, 50, 60, 100 users downloading and viewing it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of
Well, and I've noticed, too, they come up real clean when you play them from YouTube, too. There's not a lot of skipping gaps. Like, I've tried some other video programs in the beginning that just, it would take too long for them to load up because, like you said, I think that was because you had them loaded up on your own server and it just, there was that pause there or they would be like that skip.
Well,
and with the YouTube, I've never noticed that problem at all.
The other thing is on, when you're on a shared server, you have to share your bandwidth with every other website on there. And so what happens is if you're trying to host video on your server, you don't know if any of the other websites are hosting video too, so maybe they're trying to serve their video at the same time you are. So you have to share the space.
Oh, okay.
It slows things down.
Yeah, it slows it way down.
Whereas YouTube, owned by Google, probably has several thousand servers serving up their video. So it comes down pretty smooth, and they have massive amounts of bandwidth.
Yeah.
Google is the king of bandwidth right now. So yeah, that's the other great thing, is they're nice and smooth. But my favorite is, of course, I don't have to pay for the bandwidth. Because bandwidth can be expensive. So that's pretty much it. That covers everything I've got. Anything you wanna add in there to the podcast here today?
No, I think I'm good for the evening.
Okay, well, that's been episode 22, and so we have more episodes coming. We're trying to get them out at least every week. And until next time, you have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. This has been WordPress Plugins from A to Z with your host, John Overall, and your co-host,
Laura Mathis.
So thank you all very much for joining us, and we'll see you next time on our show. This recording is copyright 2011 by johnoverall.com that cannot be redistributed or replayed without permission from John Overall. Have a good day. Thanks.